Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 8th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 2.5 cents at 333¾. July beans down 3 cents at 864¾. And July wheat down 3¾ at 511½. Really a quiet day. Corn traded in a 4 cent range most of the day. The beans were in a 6 cent range. The wheat was in a 5 cent range. Really not much here. Funds heavily short corn, so they covered a little bit of corn in here, but that was really about it. Offsetting, we had kind of the dollar down 31 ticks, 96.60, but the crude oil was down $1.44, so that was kind of a mixed bag for the grains. Export inspections this morning were just miserable on the beans. They came out at 213. They were decent on the wheat, 532, decent on the corn, 1.1 million. But the bean export number kept everything kind of under wraps here. We did get good crop ratings here. 97% of the corn planted versus 94 on average. 96% of the beans planted versus 79 on average. Corn is 75% good to excellent. The beans are 72 good to excellent, so we don't really see any problems out there. Winter wheat stayed at 51% good to excellent. 7% of the wheat's been harvested versus 7% on average. The spring wheat is 97% planted versus 99% on average, so they've done a good job of getting all those crops into the ground here. The weather is kind of mixed. It's still hot and dry in the southwestern plains. We've got the system moving up from the Gulf, but it looks like a fairly narrow band of showers right along the Mississippi River up into Wisconsin. So, you know, west of there, it's not going to do a lot of good. East of there, it's not going to do a lot of good. But, you know, the crop ratings show that the crop is in pretty good shape here. We really need very hot and dry weather, 95 to 105 degree weather, to get people concerned out here, or we need to see big Chinese buying, which we didn't see at all here today. So, you know, it's a little bit negative. I still remain long-term a little bit friendly on these grains. I think we'll see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. I would like to see July corn close over 335. That would certainly be helpful. The funds are still, like I said, heavily short corn. We're also heavily short meal. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.